At an Algerian consulate in Paris's 19th arrondissement, voters stream in to cast their ballot to elect the next president of Algeria. As they walk out, many of them clean off their ink-marked fingers, showing that they voted. This consulate is one of two places in Paris where some 73,000 eligible Algerian expatriates have been able to vote over the past 5 days. The consulate general, Rashid Wali, says he's impressed by the turnout so far, as he points to six piles of pamphlets of each of the candidates.
One of them is a woman. She's a representative of the Labour Party. She's a leftist. And the others, we have two candidates that have no party. The others belong to four parties.
But many Algerians say the vote is a foregone conclusion. President Abdelaziz Bouteflika, who has been in power for 15 years, is seeking a fourth term despite his ailing health. Last April, the 77-year-old spent 3 months in a Paris hospital after suffering a stroke, and his public appearances have grown scarce ever since. But his supporters credit him with pulling the country out of a devastating civil war in the 1990s. Amit Wada, a woman who's happy with what Bouteflika has done, coming down the stairs after voting.
Yes, I have kept my finger and yes for voting. And two weeks ago, I was in Algeria, and I have seen many different several changements and more projects which are realized by this government. I believe in the future. Yes, for Algeria.
As a mid-afternoon lull settles in and few voters are around, I head a few kilometers north to Barbès, a diverse area in northern Paris, where campaigning has been in full swing. A newspaper kiosk displays the front page story of Algeria's Al Watan newspaper, and posters line the streets. But it's not Bouteflika's face that dominates here. It's his main rival, Ali Benflis, who's vying for a political comeback. An Algerian flag hangs outside the campaign headquarters, and blue posters with his slogan, "Every voice counts for democracy in Algeria," are plastered everywhere. Inside, Benflis' French-based campaign team hurriedly works to get the vote out. Haj Mehdi Abdelkin, the communications director here, says massive fraud has been the winner in past elections in Algeria.
Le pouvoir algérien et l'administration.
The Algerian government and administration is all in favor of just one candidate, the president, Bouteflika. We are trying, by all means, through the media, in the streets, to say no to corruption and not to be seen as a candidate who uses the people's money and the means of the state for a fourth term. We, in Ali Benflis' program, are proposing real change for Algerians.
Just a few meters away is the Paris headquarters of the incumbent president, Bouteflika. Nezerha Boudarich, who's in charge of the election observers for him, says the vote will be fair. She adds that there are men and women all around him, so his health concerns should not be an issue. Next, I meet a shopkeeper who is telling a patron that widespread fraud has turned some eligible voters away from the polls.
Not Bouteflika nor Benflis. The people don't vote. Maybe they vote 30 or 35%. It's all fraud, and they're all the same. All of the parties are the same. They look for money and political seats, and that is it. They don't think for the people. They don't think. They say nonsense.
But back at the voting center, the consulate general, Rashid Wali, says that despite high voter abstinence and other issues, the process of democracy building is underway in Algeria.
After a big blooming in the 90s, when we had something like more than 60 parties, now we have, let's say, 12 to 15 parties. Building democracy takes time. It takes decades and centuries. So we are on that path.
For RFI, this is Alexandra Waldhorn in Paris.